Now, from this region, let's go to the Korean Peninsula, the two Koreas, to see what's happening there. South Korea has started preliminary contacts with North Korea on a reopened cross-border communication channel. Now, South Korea's unification ministry is saying that the two neighbors are communicating via the channel at a border village. The ministry says it will use the system to discuss its offer to hold high-level talks on how to cooperate with the North during next month's Winter Olympics in the South. Now, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gave an order for launching the system. Seoul has hailed the move as very significant, saying it's an important step in rebooting long-stalled dialogue with Pyongyang. The North Korean leader, in his New Year message, said that he is considering sending a team to those games. All right, now let's go to Seoul Live. We have our correspondent Jennifer Chang there. Let's ask her. Jennifer, this has been amid tensions on the Korean Peninsula where you are, and the South has offered to have these direct negotiations. And the North just showed positive sign, as we just talked about. Could this be interpreted as a sign of easing of tensions on the Korean Peninsula?
Well, definitely between the two Koreas, this is being hailed as a milestone that could produce some real progress toward peace. After all, these talks will be high level, so they will likely not just cover the Olympics, but other issues related to the tensions on the Korean Peninsula, such as North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Now, the U.S. has said that if these talks do not make any progress toward the North denuclearizing, that they are not meaningful. This has come from the Trump administration, from Nikki Haley, their secretary to the UN, as well as the State Department, which says that North Korea may be trying to drive a wedge between the U.S. and South Korea. However, most experts and observers are welcoming this new development as a breakthrough that could really reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
And so, Jennifer, as you also hinted, how should the U.S. now feel about this? You know, President Trump has been calling the North Korean leader as Rocket Man, and that today he also, just recently, he also threatened that he has a bigger button, the nuclear button, if you will, and that they're still threatening one another. And how should the U.S. feel now that the two Koreas are getting in terms with one another, getting along and doing something together?
Well, the Trump administration, as I said, is not particularly welcoming of this new development. Their strategy is to try to isolate North Korea as much as possible. And so this new development, this new policy being pursued by the South Korean government could be at loggerheads with the U.S. The South Koreans are determined to try to prevent war on the Korean Peninsula. However, President Trump has not ruled out a military option of a preemptive strike. They are very concerned that the North Koreans will develop the capability of striking the U.S. mainland with a nuclear warhead atop an ICBM.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your thought. Jennifer Chang, our correspondent, joining us live from Seoul.